The DNR will spray in eastern counties where the gypsy moth is already established, while the Department of Agriculture will slow the spread in the southwest.
If we just let these go, it'll quickly move and colonize the whole western region of the state, but by knocking out these little spots before they really get established, we're able to keep them off from moving very quickly across the state.
The Ag Department's Gypsy Moth Program Coordinator, Chris Leto.
The gypsy moth will never be eliminated from the state, but what we're trying to do by keeping it out of the western portion of the state is keep other counties from becoming infested and quarantined as long as possible.
But Leto says it's critical to keep the tree-killing moth from spreading for the sake of the state's forest economy. Low-flying planes will be spreading non-toxic pesticides, and that includes some flakes that give off the scent of female moths, a trick for the males.
Tricking them into thinking that they're real females, and they miss their window of opportunity and don't reproduce, and there are no eggs, and next year there won't be any moths in that area, hopefully. It's kind of a cruel trick, but it works.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.